White Way Broadcast, October 12th, 2019. Title, The Golden Chain of Love. And I am Reverend Richard Tennis of Kahului Honganji Mission. Everyone is familiar with the Golden Chain of Love. At most temples, it's recited at every Sunday service. Recently, Honganji Mission of Hawaii organized the publication of The Golden Chain of Love as a book, filled with colorful illustrations and comments made by students from the Honganji Mission School. This book helps us to rediscover the meaning of this wonderful recitation and encourages us to think about the meaning of the Golden Chain in our lives. In this White Way message, I would like to reflect on the Golden Chain of Love. First, let me recite it for you. I am a link in Amida Buddha's golden chain of love that stretches around the world. I must keep my link bright and strong. I will try to be kind and gentle to every living thing and protect all who are weaker than myself. I will try to think pure and beautiful thoughts, to say pure and beautiful words, and to do pure and beautiful deeds, knowing that on what I do now depends not only my happiness or unhappiness, but also that of others. May every link in Amida Buddha's golden chain of love be bright and strong, and may we all attain perfect peace. Namo Amida Butsu. Now, when we recite the golden chain, we are actually making a pledge, a promise. These are not just empty words. I am promising to try to do all those things. We can't promise to succeed, of course. When I say that I will try to say, think, and do only pure and beautiful thoughts, words, and deeds, it always seems pretty obvious to me that I certainly won't fulfill those promises. Instead, I often have dishonest thoughts. I say misleading words, and I do not so nice deeds. That seems to be the normal way for most people in the world. The proof is that the world is so full of suffering. Unfortunately, the problems in the world are becoming worse and worse all the time, due to our greed, hatred, and ignorance, which is the opposite of the love the golden chain is teaching us about. It's clear that human beings often rationalize and justify their own needs, desires, and actions, and then dismiss the conditions and sufferings of others as being unimportant. Or even worse, we blame other people for their problems as being their own fault. On the larger scale, powerful countries like ours tend to treat poor countries this way, mostly concerned with our own interests, and we don't care much about the interests of others. The Buddha's teaching makes me aware of my own selfishness, so I need to consider how selfish I am when I look at the big picture of society and the world. Whenever we, who claim to be Buddhists, read or watch the news, for example, it's a good idea to have the attitude, well, let me see what kind of problems and sufferings my selfishness have caused others today. If a real Buddhist sees suffering in the world, such as poverty or homelessness, he or she would say, oh, how shameful. See what kind of suffering my selfish attachments, my hatred, and my ignorance have caused others. What can I do to help? If we are truly Buddhists, we don't think of anyone as being truly separate from ourselves. We think of ourselves as connected to all beings through interdependence. But we are not connected only because of interdependence, only because of causes and conditions. The deepest truth is that we are all connected by Amida's great compassion, by the infinite compassion at the heart of all existence. Now, this is what we need to realize. This is what the golden chain of love is all about. When I recite, I am a link in Amida Buddha's golden chain of love that stretches around the world, I must keep my link bright and strong. I am saying that whatever happens, anywhere, anytime, is my problem, that the sufferings of others, the lack of love, the absence of compassion, the presence of oppression and brutality in the world exist because I am not keeping my link bright enough or strong enough. It is very hard to affect the world in a positive way. The problems are so complicated, and I always tend to think that someone else is better equipped to deal with them and knows more than I do. So I think I can leave it to others. But unfortunately, there really are no experts out there. Everyone, without exception, is struggling to find answers. And everybody everywhere has, as Shinran teaches us, a self-centered mind. This means that it is very rare for anyone's actions to be truly compassionate or truly for the sake of others. Rather, we normally act out of self-interest, not only we as individual persons, but equally families, institutions, including religious institutions, countries, and governments. I think a big part of our problem is that we really don't know how to think properly. We react to things based on our fears and desires. We are repulsed by unpleasant things and attracted to pleasant things. We don't analyze, we don't think much, because it's hard to think and harder to think clearly. We just accept whatever happens, shrug our shoulders, and we say, what can I do? Well, you might say, what's wrong with that? Isn't it a Buddhist teaching to accept what happens? But this is a deeply mistaken notion. In Buddhism, true acceptance comes after understanding, not before. To just accept without understanding is really to avoid responsibility. If anywhere in the world I see oppression, cruelty, brutality, inequality, or any condition in which the powerful are abusing or exploiting the weak and helpless, and if I just shrug my shoulders and say, well, that's the way life is, if I ignore injustices of any kind perpetrated against my fellow beings, then I am not practicing Buddhism. To be honest, what I am really saying then is that I don't care so long as it doesn't affect me. In the Golden Chain, we say, on what I do now depends not only my happiness or unhappiness, but also that of others. So if I just stand by and accept such things, am I truly a Buddhist? Of course, it must be said that when we look at the condition of our world today, so deep in suffering and delusion, it is very difficult to discern what is really going on, what is true and what is not. That is why the path of Buddhism is often called training the mind. A lot of people have really misunderstood Shinran Shonin's teachings and decided that, since we are all foolish beings, all bonbu, that we don't need to think, that we should just rely on Amida and we can avoid all the so-called intellectual stuff. But to be a Buddhist means first to seek understanding, and that includes thinking as well as spiritual or meditative reflection. And through the insights this gives us into ourselves and the world around us, to become more able to act in appropriate and meaningful ways. When you act in ways that are in accordance with deep self-reflection, then you can indeed accept life as it is. Without self-reflection, we are only being passive and lazy. Of course, I have to realize that the final outcome of any situation isn't really in my hands. I have to let go of the desire to want to fix the problems of the world, the problems of others, on my terms. Buddha taught that we always need to reserve judgment. This is what we call non-discrimination. To put all this in the most simple words, I think we can say this. Our job as Buddhists is to do our best to understand and express Amida's compassion in this world. Then we can leave the rest to Amida. I think you can see that it is not so easy to actually fulfill the pledge we make when we recite the Golden Chain of Love, but neither are we free to leave the promise we make behind when we exit the temple. In saying the words of the Golden Chain, we are confirming within ourselves Amida's vow to save all beings from suffering and promising to participate in the Buddha's work of boundless compassion. Every time we promise to try to act with kindness to all beings, to try to think, to try to say, and to try to do only that which is pure and beautiful, our pledge needs to remain a part of our thinking, a part of our self-awareness and self-reflection. We need to keep trying. I hope that the next time we attend a service and recite the Golden Chain of Love, all of us will make a sincere effort to make those words real in the world. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.